Rabbi David Kohn, Union of Brecha Sha'ofar Nisim.
It's quite an amazing gathering of different shuls, different kehillas, all together, tremendous achdus, something very, very warming. Aber pach nishpo, anachnu nimlotnu, ezreinu shem Hashem oitzis shomayim v'oret, as it says in Tehillim, that hapach nishpo, and we nimlotnu, we've landed up, they are where they are, and we've all landed up with an opportunity to be able to spend 4 days, Thursday, today, Friday, and Shabbos, and Sunday, that we can be oisek in Torah, and we can be oisek in what Hanukkah is all about. A big yishar koach to the ma'arganim, and to everybody who's come to be mishtatef. Time that we've got together, I'd like to, if I may, look into a sugya on the inyan of Hanukkah, the question of the brocha of she'osan nisim la'aviseinu. The Gemara says the following. It's the Gemara in Sukkah, but it's also the Gemara in Shabbos. Omer Rabbi Chiya Ba'ashi, Daf Mem Vov Omed Aleph, I'm reading for Gemara in Sukkah, if anyone wants to write it down. The Omer Rabbi Chiya Ba'ashi, Omer Rav, Hamadlik Ner Shel Chanukah, Sorich Levorich, one needs to make a brocha. Rabbi Yirmi Oma, Horoye Ner Chanukah, Sorich Levorich. There's a chiddush. Not only the one who lights the Ner Chanukah makes the brocha, but there's also a concept of Horoya, somebody who sees the Ner Chanukah, also makes the brocha. Mai Mavorich, Omer Rav Yehuda, Yoim Rishon, Hamadlik Mavorich Shalosh, Horoya Mavorich Shtayim, Mikan Veilech, Madlik Mavorich Shtayim, Horoya Mavorich Achat. Says the Gemara Mai Mavorich, Boruch Hashem Kedishonu Mitzvoso V'tzivonu Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah. And the next bracha is She'osan Nisim. And on the first day it's She'achyonu as well, where the Birchas Haroya is, the first day is She'osan Nisim and also She'achyonu. Question I'd like to discuss and pose to you is the following. Bishlomo, the one who lights the neirus. The first time you do a mitzvah, you madlik the neirus, it's a mitzvah you do, you make shechayonu. As with all mitzvahs, you make shechayonu the first time you mekayim a mitzvah. But the mitzvah of the din of horoya, that you see the neirus Chanukah, you see them, why should you make shechayonu? If you have a look at Shulchan Aruch HaRechaim, Simon Reish Tezayin, I think, there the Shulchan Aruch has got a simon on brochas that you make when you go to various places. Anisim shenasu li Yisrael. And you see this place and you make she'osa neispa motim zeh. And you see the other one, you make all the different schois of the birchas hanisim that we make. So that is l'chayra a birchas hashevach. When you see and you walk, you haven't seen the sea for 30 days, oisa masa bereshis. Go and you see the Yamagodl, if we know where it is, Machlokes, what is the Yamagodl, whether it's in the Mediterranean or whether it's the Atlantic, whichever one it is, you make She'osa the Yamagodl. You see something else, you hear thunder, She'koichoi gubrosim olayilom. These are all birchas hashevach, brochas that we make to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Bria. Here, Horoya, you make a brocha, if it's a birchas hashevach, why are we making the roya? And by the way, this doesn't apply to anyone who's lit. The brocha of the roya says in Shulchan Aruch that the brocha that the roya is for somebody who hasn't got anywhere to light. He isn't going to light, and nobody's going to light for him. The birchas haroya. Until somebody makes the birchas haroya, he has to be a specific case. And normally this won't affect us, but there is a concept of the birchas haroya that you make shechayonu. Why can you make shechayonu if it's just the birchas hashevach? Shechayonu v'kiyumonu v'gyonu l'adman hazeh is only something for a mitzvah that you do. And the Mishnah Berurah in the Shah Tzion and Simon Tov Reish Ayin Vov Sifkot and Gimel, there he says, he alludes to this question and he cites a Me'iri, where the Me'iri, he says, the some mashmos that the bracha of Shechiyonu is a bracha on the Zman of Chanukah. That the Chayra in the Me'iri, if you look at the Me'iri inside, the Me'iri on Shabbos Tav Gimel, is something which it is Muchach for the Me'iri, but that's clearly what he means. The Mishnah Berurah also says, have a look at the Me'iri there and you'll see. And even if the Me'iri does mean that, the Chayra, that's something of a Chiddush. As Zman, we only make Shechiyonu when there's a Yontif. There's a question as well when it comes to Purim, you make Shechiyonu, is it on the Yom or not? The same question. It isn't a Yontif. In Chanukah, Yontif, we have a mitzvah on Chanukah to be Madlik. But the day in itself, is that a Yontif that we should make Shechiyonu for? However, that isn't something which is clear. There's another question, apart from the question of why is the Roya making a Shechiyonu? And that is, that Hagon Rav Moshe Sternbuch Shlita, in his Sefer Moedim Uzmanim, asks and says, that the Minhag HaOlam is, as we know, we make three brochas on the first night, two brochas every night afterwards, we make Lahadlik Neshul Chanukah, then we make Sh'os HaNisim Lavaseinu, and only then we light. That's what we do. Says Rav Moshe, I don't understand. She'os HaNisim Lavaseinu, you have to be able to see something. It's a Birchas HaRoya. If so, you should make Hamadlik Neshul Chanukah, light all of going to light, stop, and then say, She'os HaNisim Lavaseinu. He's there, Moshe says, that one should have to do that. And I found there's a Me'iri who says that you should do the same. That this is a Birchas HaShevach, so you've got to wait until there's something upon which to make the Brocha. However, the Ma'aril Paskins not like that. You make all the Brochas first. And that's how the Ramor Paskins in Shulchan Aruch, that we, as we do, so what we're doing is absolutely fine. What we do is that we make all the Brochas, whether it's two, whether it's three, and then we light the candles. But what about Rav Moshe's kasha? The chayra, when you make She'os HaNisim Lavaseinu, there's nothing there. You haven't lit the lights yet. How can we make the brocha before we've lit the lights? Question number two. Question number three is, this is something which is far more relevant for when first day Chanukah falls on Shabbos, but still, even this year, if you had the kibbutz of being the Shliach Tzibur on Sunday afternoon and you lit the candles in the shul, you lit the lights in the shul, the menorah lights, you would have said three brachas. You would have said Hadlik Neshul Chanukah, She'os HaNisim, and also Shechiyonu. Says the Mishnah Berurah, when you go home, remember that you made Shechiyonu already, and therefore, unless you've got someone at home for whom you're being motzi, for whom you're making the bracha to be motzi them, you can't make Shechiyonu again. You made Shechiyonu once in shul. That was for the mitzvah in shul. There are two mitzvahs, as you would have heard in the previous shiur. Two mitzvahs. One is a mitzvah of to be hadlokah at home, and that is only nerish uveisoi. There's a separate mitzvah which is upon all of us as a tzibur to be madlik in shul, and that is, so therefore that mitzvah you've done, you made Shechiyonu on the mitzvah, although it's a different mitzvah, it is a separate mitzvah, but it's two of the same. Therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, in the name of the Zera Emes, you mustn't make Shechiyonu again unless you've been motzi somebody else with the Shechiyonu. Why doesn't the Mishnah Berurah say you can't make She'os HaNisim again? You made the Birchas HaRoya She'os HaNisim Lavaseinu in shul. How can you make She'os HaNisim again when you come home? The Birchas HaRoya, the traveler who hasn't got anywhere to light, he only makes She'os HaNisim Lavaseinu the first house he meets where he sees the Neir of Chanukah. You don't keep making it as you go along. You make it once a night, She'os HaNisim Lavaseinu. Why doesn't the Mishnah Berurah say that you shouldn't make two of the three brachas, because you've already made them in shul? The next question, the fourth one, is not so much the kasha, the question is the following. You've got a neighbor who is traveling, and this neighbor won't arrive home until 12 o'clock at night. So the neighbor phones you up and says, listen, I've been delayed, do me a favor, I've organized my menorah at home, everything is ready, but I'm being delayed and I'll only be home at 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock I come home, everybody at home is asleep, if there's anybody at home, and the street is already after the time of Shetich L'Regel Min Ashuk. Do me a favor, please be my shliach to light up for me. You've got the key, you're a good neighbor, you've got the key anyway, go into my house at the time of Hadlocha and light for me. Say, fine, gesunte heit. So you light first for yourself at home, you make the brachas, and then off you go with the key and you go and light the neighbors. Now, who makes the brocha? You make the brocha, the shliach makes the brocha. Now, Lahavlik Neshel Chanukah, you make, because you are being the kind performing the mitzvah for your neighbor. Shechiyonu, you can't make Shechiyonu again, because it's the same as you couldn't make it again if you were the Shliach Tzibur. You can't make it again, even though you're making it for your neighbors, the first mitzvah, but for you it's no longer Shechiyonu. You're being the kind of mitzvah once. The question is, what about She'osa Nisim Lavusenu? Do you make that second bracha again after you made it already at home? To be able to answer the three questions and possibly have a look at the fourth, and the three questions were, number one, the question of how can it be that nobody else remembers? I'm sorry. The Birchas Haroya, how can he make a Shechiyonu? Question number one. Question number two is Rav Moshe Shtomel's question. How can we light up and then make She'osa Nisim? Question number three is, why when the Mishnah Berurah says you don't make Shechiyonu at home if you are the Shliach Tzibur in Shul, why doesn't he say you don't make She'osa Nisim? There's room to be choker and to clear and to think the following. When we light the Neros Chanukah, they seem to be, is the mitzvah to be mefarsing the nes, or is the mitzvah to be madlik the Neros of Chanukah? What is the mitzvah that we're doing? Is it that we're madlik the Neros of Chanukah? That is the hadlokah. Mitzvah, there's a chetzah shel mitzvah, I've got to light the neiros. No, I light the neiros. Mimela, there's a presumanissa. Or is the mitzvah presumanissa, and I use the neiros in order to be mafasim the neis? I think the answer is both. That's the chiddush. The question that Tosfos asks in Sukkah over here in Daf Mem Vav is, why is there no Birchas Haroya for other mitzvahs? The Penedik Akasha, what is Tosfos asking? But Tosfos asks over here, Haroya Ner Shel Chanukah Tzorich Levorich B'Sh'or Mitzvahs, says Tosfos, Kegoin Alulav V'Sukkah Lo Tiknu Levorich L'Roya Elo Gabi Ner Chanukah. And Tosfos gives three tirutzim what the mitzvahs are. Maybe we'll come back to it a little later. But the question is, Tosfos is saying, why is there a Birchas Haroya with the mitzvah of Chanukah where there isn't a Birchas Haroya when it comes to other mitzvahs? There's no such concept. Seems a strange question. What Birchas Haroya should be with lulav? Maybe you could say kibasukah zei shavti, the nes of, sorry, with sukkah, kibasukah zei shavti. But with lulav, what mitzvah should there be that you should be able to see a lulav and make a brocha? What Birchas Haroya would there be? Maybe we'll try and address this a little later. But the one thing is that when it comes to, there are two aspects of the mitzvah of Hadlokas HaNeiros. There is the mitzvah of Hadlokas, and there is also a chelek, which is the Pirsuma Nisra. Let me try and prove it to you. Our good friend, the neighbor, who got delayed and is only coming home at 12 o'clock, I lit the Neiros for him. He didn't light the Neiros. But I did it for him as a shliach. He may never see the neighbors because he's stuck somewhere else. And when he comes home, not only has everybody else's neighbors have gone out, but his neighbors have gone out too. So he would never see, he wouldn't see neighbors Chanukah at all that night. Yet, he has on his cheshbon, yes, his brownie point cheshbon, he's got that he has been madlit neiros Chanukah al yidei shliach shlucha she'odem kamoisoi. He lit neiros for that first night. Why? Because I did it for him. So he has been the kind, the mitzvah of hadloka, without the pesum anissa, he himself doesn't see the neiros at all. On the other hand, you have a situation of somebody who's got no house. Why has he got no house? Not because he's a Rachmanus. He's on his way to Eretz Yisrael. He left here before he could light. He arrived there long after he could light. He's got nowhere to light. But if he sees Neiros Chanukah, Birchas Haroya, he makes a brocha, She'osonisim Lavisena. That possibly could be seen as a Birchas HaMitzvah. It's not just a Birchas HaShevach. It's a birchas hamitzvah Chazal wanted, and I'll prove it to you in Tosfos. Tosfos asks here, Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph, why is it the Shal mitzvah there's no birchas haroya? Three tirutzim. Number one, Tosfos says, Mishum chavivus hanes. Quite right. There's such a chavivus, therefore Chazal made a instigated the birchas haroya. That brocha is a birchas ha-shevach. It must be. It's the chavivus hanes. Second teretz in Tosfos, Mishum sheyesh kamo bnei odom she'ein lehem batim ve'ein biyodom lekayim hamitzvah. They haven't got a house. Either they really haven't got a house, or they don't have a house at the time of Adloka. Says Tosfos, therefore they will masakim b'chzavoy. So what? How does it help? So they haven't got a house. We feel very sorry for them. They don't have a house. They can't do the mitzvah. So what? So what? How is the Birchas Haroya going to help? It must be that Tosfos understood that Chazal gave a Birchas HaMitzvah for somebody who can only be a Roya. Otherwise, what have we gained? That's Tosfos' second teretz. The third teretz will come to maybe a little later, but the first two teretz, I'm going to the first teretz, Mishum Chavivus HaNeis, it is a Birchas HaShevach. According to the second teretz, it is a birchas hamitzvah for those who don't have a house to be madlik. So what? They gave even the roya an opportunity to be. If that's right, and in kenyim advarim, that the she'osan nisim is a special takon of the birchas haroya for those who don't have an opportunity to be madlik the neiros, who can't say asher kedishonu mitzvah v'tzvonu lahadlik ner shel Chanukah, but they can still be mekayim the mitzvah that they see the neiros, and they are reminded by seeing the neiros of the nisim and nifloes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us b'yom yimahein b'zman hazeh, then it's a birchas hamitzvah. Then we can understand why there should be a shechiyonu attached to the birchas haroya on the first night. That's the answer to the first teretz. The second, the first kasha. The second kasha that we asked was, how can it be in a case where, why does the, according to Moshe Sternbuch, how can you light and make the brocha she'osonisim before you see any neiros, the birchas haroya? The answer is, if you only see the neiros, so your mitzvah is to see the neiros, so you make a she'osonisim la'vaseinu. But if you're going to light, then the broch of she'osonisim, like the roya, it's a birchas hamitzvah. If it's a birchas hamitzvah, it's got to be over la'siyoson. If it's a birchas hashevach, you're going to the sea to make a broch of oisimas of reishis. You can't make a broch before you see the sea. You look at the sea, you look at the mountainous view, and you say, oh, she'osa, you've said oisimas of reishis. Before you've seen it, you can't make the bracha. If it's a birchas hamitzvah, then faket, you make the bracha before you do the mitzvah. Therefore, if we say that she'osa nisim is a birchas hamitzvah, then that's the time. Not only can you do it before, you must make the mitzvah, you must make the bracha before you light the neiros. That takes care, Be'ez Hashem, of the kasha that Moshe Sternbuch asked, and is miyashiv why we make the bracha beforehand, because it's a brichas hamitzvah. There's an example of this, by the way. We have, when we make kiddush every Shabbos, there's the same example. A brichas hamenim, if I'm eating an apple, I can be moitzi you with a brochi hoi. If I'm not eating but you want to eat, you say, do me a favor, be moitzi me, make a bracha for me, I can't. A brichas hamenim, I need to be nene. So if so, there's a din that I can make kiddush for you even if I'm not drinking the wine. I can make kiddush for you and then not drink, make a brochi agofem, and not drink and leave you to drink. How can I do it? It's a brichas hamenim. The answer is that it becomes a brichas hamitzvah. The same thing is true. She'osel nisim lavaseinu sounds like all the other she'osel nisim in Siman Reish Tes Zayin, which over there it says that these are, when you see a mokum or an experience, a time, a remembrance like the Neirus, that would be a brichas hashevach. But here, when it is the mitzvah attached to it, either mitzvah adlokah or the brichas haroyah for somebody who doesn't have it, it becomes a birchas hamitzvah together with lehadlik nes shel Chanukah, and if so, that's why we make the bracha beforehand. Now the third question, why does the Mishnah Berurah not say that as the person, the Shliach Tzibur, the third question, the Shliach Tzibur who lights up on the first night before he goes home, he shouldn't make Shechionu at home. Why doesn't the Mishnah Berurah say that he shouldn't say She'osa Nisim Lavaseinu at home either? Answer is, one can say the same as you can make Lahavdik Neshul Chanukah at home, because it's a new mitzvah. There's one mitzvah, Pesum Nisayin Shul. There's another mitzvah, Ne'eishu Beisoy, at home. So in the same way as you can make Lahavdik Neshul Chanukah, again, at home after you made it in Shul, it's a new mitzvah. So the She'os HaMitzvah Lavisenu is a Birchas HaMitzvah, which goes together with the new mitzvah that you're doing, the new Adlokah. Whereas the Shechionu is a Shechionu, this is the first time I'm doing this mitzvah. It isn't. But if you're the Shliach Tzibur, then, and by the way, the same applies, if you lit at home, then you went to a Maariv Bizmanu, and they hadn't been a Maariv in that shul, so they are lighting up now Bizmanu with a brocha, and you're the Shliach Tzibur, and you've lit at home, you can't make Shechionu in Shul either. That applies to when first night Chanukah is Friday for everyone, and it applies to those who doesn't mark his manu in a Shul where they didn't light up earlier as well. So that's the din. Shechionu, although it comes with a mitzvah, the Shechionu doesn't become because of a mitzvah, and you can only make it once. Now, as far as our Shliach is concerned, you go into your neighbor's house, and you go in there in order to be able to be madlik, you're going to be madlik neus for him. So the hadlik neus shel Chanukah, you're going to make the bracha because you're being mekayim, you're doing the mitzvah for him. It's his mitzvah. But the Gemara in Pesachim, the maskana is the shliach makes the bracha, not the mshaleach. When it comes to shechionu, you can't make shechionu again because you've made it at home. But she'osa nisim labuseinu, if we say it's a birchas hamitzvah, then you're going to make She'os Nisim again. Now, Halacha L'maisa, whether you do make the broch again, you don't make a broch again, I'm going to leave that, that each one should ask his postman what to do. L'maisa, from what I've seen, the machlokes between Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zechitzad Livrocha, and Shlomo Zalman Oyerbach, Zechitzad Livrocha, Rav Moshe writes and says that the reason why the Mishabur didn't say that you can't make She'os Nisim again is because you can make She'os Nisim again. Rav Shlomo Zalman writes to the Sefer that says that he asked Rav Shlomo Zalman, and Shlomo Zalman said not to make She'os Nisim again if you've lit at home and you're going to light, and it could be that everything's totally on the Havon over here, how we understand. Do we understand over here that this Birchas She'os Nisim is a Birchas HaShevach, or is it a birchas hamitzvah, in which case what's saying is you make lahadik neshul Chanukah again, you're going to make she'os nisim lavuseinu over again. Let's leave this piece over here. This is a fascinating Tosfos. You can have a look at it, where Tosfos, the very terutzim itself will make a difference, and it could be totally in the terutzim in Tosfos. How to understand, according to the first teretz, the birchas haroya was there mishum chavivus haneis. If so, it remains a Birchas HaShevach, but it's according to the second Teretz, why is Chanukah pinked? Did Chazal instigate a Birchas HaRoya? It's because not everyone has an opportunity to be Madlik Neiros, and therefore Chazal wanted everyone to have the mitzvah. If so, the She'os HaNisim, the Birchas HaRoya, is going to be a Birchas HaMitzvah, and only according to that Teretz have we got the Teretz why the Roya should be making Shechayonu. Unless those who say that Birchas HaRoya remains Birchas HaShevach, according to the first Teretz and Tosfos, then have to come along to the Meiri, who says that it is a bracha on the Zman, that Chanukah and Purim to that effect as well will have the same. They have a bracha on the Zman. So here we have two Bosim Midrashim of thought, whether Birchas HaRoya is a Birchas HaMitzvah or Birchas HaShevach, and the various tirutzim that we'll have to give according to each tzad, but this is, gives greater havana in the concept. With a couple of minutes we've got left, I'd just like to share with you a beautiful medrash on this week's sedra. Start off first of all with a very famous Rambam, and although I'm number three who's spoken this morning, I wouldn't be at all surprised if this Rambam was being quoted already, which is that mitzvah Neros Chanukah is a mitzvah chaviva ad ma'od. This is the Rambam who says that Tzarech Odom Lizoebo Kedei Lizoebo, he says Kedei Lahoidia Hanes Ulahoisif Besheva Hokeil Lahoidia Loi, he says Al Hanisim, excuse me, Lahoidoyo Loi Al Hanisim Shaosalonu. Therefore Shoel Umoichek Susoi Velokeach Shemen Veneirus Umavlik. So here's somebody who's going to, the only way they're going to have Neirus is in order to be Shoyel, in order to be either Umoichek Susay. Somebody who's about to sell their coat to buy Neirus, one thing you can be sure they don't have, and that is wood to be able to light a fire. Otherwise, you sell the wood, you don't sell his coat. So talking about somebody who's in the winter, unless you're in the southern hemisphere, Chanukah is always in the winter, it's cold. Wherever you are, it's cold. So here's somebody who's got no wood, he's got nothing else to sell, the coat is the last thing you sell. Yet, the din is that you've got to sell your coat in order to buy Neiros Chanukah. We hope, even with a credit crunch, that we haven't quite got, no, that we should never get to a stage anything like this. But the concept, what it tells us is the chavivus and the chashivus of Adlokas HaNeiros. And the question is why? There is a Medrash Rabbah on Parshas Vayeshev, which says the following: Vine on the dream of the Sar Hamashkin. Vine Gefen Lefonai, he says, Elu Yisroel. Uba Gefen Shloisha Srigim, Moshe, Aaron, Umirim. Hi Kapirachas, Hi Fricho Guuloson Shel Yisroel. Says the Medrash, Kepirachas 1, Olsonitzo 2, Hivshilu 3, Vekos Pare Biyodi 4, Mikan Kovu Chachomim Dalas Koisos Shelele Pesach Keneged Arbo Guulois Shenemu Bemitzrayim Verav Shmuel Bar Nachman Oma Keneged Dalas Koisos Shenemu Kam. 4 times the word Kos is mentioned. The Kos Paro Biyodi, the Es Kos El Kos Paroi, the Etein Es HaKos Al Kaf Paroi, the Nosato Kos Paroi Biyodi. Omer B'Shur Ben Levi, Keneged Arbo Kosos Shel Tareilo, Shakodesh Baruch Hu Mashke Es Umasroilom. U Kenegdom, Hakodesh Baruch Hu Mashke Es Yisrael, Arbo Kosos Shel Yeshua Leosid Lovoi. Omer Reb Levi, Keneged Arbo Malchuyos Shenema, as it says in the Bereishis Rabbah, right at the beginning of Bereishis, Vaoretz Hoysof Toyu Zeu Golus Bovel Vovoyu Ze Golus Modai Homon, yes, times Homon Uvechoyshech Ze Malchus Yovon Sheikhshicho Einayim Shel Yisrael B'Gzeyuseyim Al Penei Sehoim Ze Golus Malchus Horoshah that we're in now. This is the Golus Edom that we're in. The Ruach Elokim Rachefes, the Ruchai Shel Melech HaMashiach. Here we see from this whole concept, what is embedded in the whole idea of Chanukah with the Nisim and the Niflaot. It's the message that is one of the Geula HaAsida. There's no greater comfort, there's no greater lifeline than remembering and appreciating what the Neus, being Madlik the Neus of Chanukah, in the same way as HaKadosh Baruch Hu has looked after us through these last, since the time of Chanukah is almost 2,200 years, and we still have the Zchus, we're still here, B'yeseh Se'esu B'yeseh Oz, to be able to be Madlik the Neus, in the same way we carry this forward, in the same way as HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed Nisim and Niflois for us, they shouldn't be able Lashkichom Torosecho Ulahavireinu Michukei Ritzeinecho, in the same way as we're able in these groups to get together and to learn together, so we should be Zoicha Mitzvah Hashem to the Geula HaAsida, and may we be able to take now day 4 of Chanukah, hump day, so it's over half, we're just over, so to speak, getting to, as we go, we move on, maybe take this with us, and in the same way as maybe a thought that you can remember and take with you, when we come to Zos Chanukah, on the ninth day, they didn't light, we're not lighting, what happens after Chanukah? The concept of Chanukah is that we were unable, we were in a state of tumah, we were in a state of inability to be able to do the avodah without the neis. And therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu helped us. Every year in Chanukah it's the same. HaKodesh Baruch Hu bails us out in the Ruchniyah sense and gives us that extra kochus to be able to learn, to be able to be mechazik ourselves, as he has done this year, in these last 4 days, today, tomorrow, Shabbos and Sunday. So we should be zocher that with that we'll take this extra kedusha with us, that we'll be able to be madlik our own neirus, we'll be able from ourselves to be able to sprout forth that kedusha, that we can take the avodah with us after Chanukah and through Emet Hashem to the Geula HaAsida b'mheiro b'yomeinu.